Chapter 4. Anyone who wants to rhapsodize about the beauty of nature should drive from Texas to New Mexico, Mona thinks. There's about a 100-mile stretch of nothing, genuinely nothing. No crops or buildings of any kind. Though, of course, it's hard for her to tell how big it is because it all looks the same. It's just flat, gray, sun-baked scrub, flatter than any land Mona's seen before. She's pretty sure that if she were to pull over and stand on the hood of her car, she'd be able to see for miles in every direction. There are barbed wire fences everywhere, but Mona can't figure out for the life of her what they're fencing out. I-40 just keeps going. It has almost no intersections, and it passes through no towns. This is an empty country, untamed simply because there's nothing here to tame. Except, Mona learns, the wind. It's when she first enters the hills that she sees the wind turbines, and she's so surprised, she nearly drives the Charger off the road. They're so unexpected, these shining white machines standing on the ragged mountaintops. She knew they'd built wind farms out here, but she hasn't returned to West Texas in over 15 years, so she's never seen one. The turbines seem limitless, dotting the farthest hilltops. It's an alien sight. Mona sees there's a gap in the fence beside one of the turbines, and she decides now's a pretty good time to take a break. She pulls over and grabs her maps and her lunch, a bean burrito that's been warming in the sunlight on the passenger seat, and she hops out and starts up the hill to where the turbine stands. It is probably trespassing, but she doubts there's anyone around to object. She can't remember the last time she saw another car. The turbine is farther away than she thought, for she underestimated its size. It seems like the biggest thing she's ever seen, though it can't be, she thinks. It's about 5 stories tall, and she's seen buildings much taller than that. Yet this seems bigger somehow. When she gets close, she finds it makes a hum so deep and loud it makes her sinuses vibrate. It is a terrifying and strange contraption, rotating so slowly under the blindingly blue sky. But it's also the only source of shade around here, so Mona sits down in its shadow and unpacks her burrito, and opens up her maps. She looks them over and thinks.